Welcome back to the Football the Boys podcast. Today's episode, we're going to recap the waivers and look into the Week 9 matchups. And fortunately, last night, the Philadelphia Phillies did not win last night, nor did they even record a hit. So, pretty disappointing performance, and they look to win Game 5 tonight. And we also got the Eagles playing the Houston Texans. That should be an easy win. Sounds like Brandon Cooks isn't going to play, so Eagles should perform pretty well tonight. All right, so starting at the waivers, Deion Jackson is the big money ticket item this week, with Jonathan Taylor unlikely to play. Makes sense that Deion was picked up. Hunter Renfrow was dropped. Jimmy submitted a $20 bid. Sean Tyler, $5. And Corson's kids with $5. With a lot of quarterbacks on bye this week, I thought Geno would have been a little bit more, would have got a little bit more action there. But $13 bid, he's played pretty well so far this year. And he's playing like a top 10 quarterback. So overpaid by a lot, but I really needed him for this week. After Brett dropped Romeo Doubs, Jimmy picked up Romeo Doubs, $10 bid. Brian and myself also had a bid. Jimmy drops Michael Gallup. Ronnie Rivers, running back for the Los Angeles Rams. I don't know, that running back situation in LA with the Rams is a little dicey, but hey, if you got fab, I guess spend it. Keith picked up Devin Duvernay, $3 bid. Brian had $1, Brett had $0. Jahad Dawson, $3 bid. Still hasn't played a game since week 4. Christian Jerry picked up the Dolphins defense, $2 bid. Taking on the Chicago Bears. Picked up Logan Thomas. I think he has a better matchup over Mike Gesicki. This looks like a potential keeper. Brian picked up Calvin Ridley, $1 bid. Christian Jerry also had a $0 bid for him. Brett picked up Terrace Marshall, dropped the Marquise Goodwin. Vikings picked up, or sorry, Corson's kids picked up the Vikings defense, dropped Ben Skornik. Definitely pronounced that wrong. Not the first time, won't be the last. Jimmy picked up Chiefs defense, dropped Malik Willis. And surprisingly, an interesting move. Brett has dropped the old one in Tom Brady, picked up Justin Fields, and Fields will be Brett's starter for the foreseeable future. So that is the waivers. Now let's get into the matchups. Week number 9. Number 9. Come on down. I'm taking on Ted Fatso this week. Right now he is projected to beat me. I currently don't have a defense, and he currently doesn't have a flex option. So he's got Herbert taking on the Falcons. Dalvin Cook taking on the stingy Commanders defense. He got K-9 taking on the Cardinals. Devontae Smith tonight against the Houston Texans. Olave, Zay Jones, Travis Kelce, and the Bills defense. I'm guessing he's going to flex Chuba Hubbard if he's healthy. And I got the hot Geno Smith taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Alvin Kamara against the Ravens on Monday night. Not really feeling great about Damian Pierce taking on the Eagles defense, who's been really good. Tyler Boyd taking on the Panthers, Metcalf against the Cardinals, DJ Moore, Logan Thomas, and Aaron Jones. And I'll either have the Packers defense or the Jags defense, most likely. I'm going to... I haven't done this in a while, but I'm going to pick myself to win. And we got Jimmy taking on Sean Tyler. Bye weeks this week have been brutal. What you mean is Kyler Murray taking the Seahawks? Murray never seems like he plays well, and then till the end of the game, then it's like he has 200 yards passing, two touchdowns, and like 40 yards rushing. Got Gus Edwards taking on Saints. Michael Carter against the Bills. Garrett Wilson against the Bills as well. Romeo Dobbs against the Lions. Gabe Davis against the Jets. So Jimmy has a lot of players in the Jets and Bills game. Evan Ingram, Deion Jackson, and the Kansas City Chiefs defense. Sean Tyler, they have Jalen Hurts against the Texans tonight. Joe Mixon against the Panthers. Rashad White against the Rams. AJ Brown playing tonight against the Texans. Adam Thielen, Chris Godwin, Kyle Pitts, Kadarius Toney, and the Patriots defense. I like Sean Tyler to win. Next, we have Corson's Kids taking on Free Space this week. Lloyd has a lot of players that aren't good on his team. Marcus Mariota, James Conner, who's the second or third string running back, Leonard Fournette, Mac Hollins, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Tyler Higbee, Isaiah McKenzie, and the Rams, or sorry, Ravens defense, as my voice cracks. Of course, it's because they have a lot of good players on their team. They have Joe Burrow, Travis Etienne, Jonathan Taylor, who's questionable, probably won't play. Jacoby Myers, Tyreek Hill has been awesome this year. Justin Jefferson, I don't think he scored a touchdown since week one. Could be wrong, but that's what I heard on the Twitter machine. Dawson Knox against the Jets. Naheem Hines on his newly team, the Buffalo Bills against the Jets and the Vikings defense. I'm guessing if Taylor's out, they'll start Raheem Mostert, and if Keenan Allen's out, I would start Josh Palmer. And without any line of advice, Corson's kids will win. We got Sean taking on Chris and Jerry. Sean has Kirk Cousins taking on his former team, the Washington Commanders, also known as the Washington Football Team, also known as the Redskins, also known as team is up for sale. And we got Austin Eckler taking on the Falcons, Ramondre Stevenson against the Colts, T. Higgins against the Panthers, Michael Pittman against the Pats, Tyler Lockett is questionable, along with Mark Andrews, who's also questionable, David Montgomery and the Bucks defense. Chris and Jerry, they already have Patrick Mahomes coming off the bye on Sunday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun. And we got Derrick Henry taking on the Chiefs. The Chiefs could get up big and phase Derrick Henry out of this game. AJ Dillon against the Lions. Allen Robinson against the Bucks. Keenan Allen's most likely not going to play. Seems like he injured his hamstring more during the bye. Mike Evans against the Rams. I know him and Jalen Ramsey have had their battles in the past. Dallas Goedert, Curtis Samuel, and the Dolphins defense. I like Sean to win. Next, we have Dum Dum taking on Keith. Dum Dum has Lamar Jackson, Miles Sanders tonight, Singletary against the Jets, Josh Reynolds against the Packers, Hopkins, Waddle, Zach Ertz, MVS, and the Eagles defense. Keith has Tua against the Bears, Antonio Gibson against the Vikings, Jamal Williams, Drake London, Devontae Adams, who is questionable and is dealing with an illness, Terry McLaurin, Hayden Hurst, Alan Lazard. I think he's also questionable with his arm or elbow injury. Rams defense. I like Dum Dum to win. And the final matchup, we got Kevin taking on Brett. Kevin has Josh Allen, questionable DeAndre Swift, Josh Jacobs, Stephon Diggs, Christian Kirk, Juju Smith-Schuster, Taysom Hill at tight end, and Eno Benjamin and his flex, along with the Colts defense. Brett has Fields taking on the Dolphins. Kenyon Drake is his starting running back, and Deontay Foreman. Terrace Marshall is the wide receiver. Oof. Ramon St. Brown, Darnell Mooney, T.J. Hockenson, Khalil Herbert, and the Bengals defense. I like Kevin to win. I don't think Brett has enough firepower this week, and we'll see how everything else plays out. Tonight's going to be a big night for Philly, with the Phillies winning and the Eagles winning tonight. So, go Birds, go Phillies. Good luck to everyone in week number 9. And until next week, talk to you later. Deuces.